Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I can't not say this at the very top of the show. I'm so excited. Allison Corpuz. She, of course, is playing on the LPGA Tour and at the Mizuno Americas Open. She stands fifth and shot a 66 today. Ass so good. Allison, I'm so happy for you. Gina Titicul is in the lead, and we've got folks tied for it. I'll have that. I've got to get into. Yeah, we've got a really good show for you this morning. Keith Hirschland is joining us from the mainland. Ron Kasprzycki will be on. He's senior instructor editor. Golf Digest magazine. Claude Brousseau, the PGA Master on Maui, is going to be in the clubhouse. And Renee Ewan, the head coach, Chaminade Men's Golf Team. She's a member of the Hawaii State Bar Association and the Alliance of Women's Coaches. She'll be in the house because, of course, we were competing on the West. No, make that the East Coast. Very tough. I've got to ask her about time zones, how much that impacts the kids and their playing. So what about tee times for me, you ask? Well, how about Volcano Golf Club? 8:32 and 9:24 and 10:48. Those are options. And then we've got at Makalei on the Big Island, an 8:42, a 9:10, and a 10:52. The Rubber Duckies squad is out on the golf course, so be careful. You don't want to step on them. We've got on Kauai, Poipu, a 9:20, 11:10, 12:50, and the Duffers. They're on the golf course. Kauai Lagoons, 8:36 and 10:10, and the Duffers. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Oahu, let's go to Pearl at Kalaau'au. 9 o'clock, 10:18, 11:28, open, swinging skirts. Hey, you're on the course every Saturday morning. That's cool. Hawaii Kai, 8:50, 9:52, 10:08. And yes, we have another one, Turtle Bay, 9:26, 10:30, and an 11:50 for you. Rahawine Golf Course, 8:50, 10:10, 11 o'clock. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:40, 9:52, 11:24. Bayview has an 8:56, a 9:18, and a 10:30. And now on Maui, the Ping Demo Day is going on at Wailea. Gold Course, there's an 8:48, 9:20, 10:20. Those are all open. Emerald Course has a 9:20, 11:20, and a 12:50. Blue Course has a 9:40, a 10:20, and a 10:40. And we've also got Maui Nui, where the executive women are on the golf course. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 8:30, a 9:42, and a 10:52. Have a great time. It's going to be a pretty good day. Some rain before noon is forecast. Partly sunny, high near 81, breezy. Those northeasterly winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, you know, and gusts up to, well, about 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is about 20%. But when the wind gets those balls, you got to really try to go low. So we're going to have to work on that one. And, Keith Hirschland, our Emmy Award-winning sports television producer, is with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in, Keith Hirschland, a sports television producer, more than three decades of experience, Emmy Award under his belt. He produced shows that aired on ESPN, ESPN2, and later he was among the first 40 people hired by Golf Channel in 1994. Keith Hirschland, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be with you. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. Gosh, good to hear your voice. That's so cool. You're also an author, and you're an author of Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. Another one is the memoir about his, Cover Me Boys is a memoir about your experiences in the television industry. Give us an idea. Is there something from the book that you could use on the air right now to explain what it was like in that beginning?
Oh, boy. At the Golf Channel, it was crazy. It was like the Wild Wild West. It was a ton of fun, and we were just trying to do something that nobody had ever done before, which was what, you know, kind of made it really exciting and fun. But we were also doing it on a shoestring budget. So, we had a lot of really talented people, and I was really lucky to work with some of the best in the business. And, you know, we got a lot of support from the bosses, you know, Mike Whalen in the beginning, Bob Greenway, Joe Gibbs, you know, then Don McGuire later on, and Tony Tortorici. It was, you know, they kind of let us do our own thing because they had a lot of bigger fish to fry in their minds in the studio, and they felt like we were doing a good enough job that they could leave us on our own, which, you know, may have not have been the smartest thing they could have done, but we liked it.
Well, no, it was kind of like you were creating a television program from scratch, and it's live, and it's all these people on. How did you connect to everyone?
Well, I mean, it was funny. It was live, and it was, you know, you're just trying to tell the story of the golf tournament. But, you know, I hate to say this, but 30 years ago, there weren't a whole lot of people watching. So, we were out there doing our thing, and it was, you know, you try and just, you know, we were lucky to be able to showcase, you know, a lot of the game's great players. And what a lot of people kind of tend to forget is that we did every tour. We had European Tour was, you know, one of the staples on the Golf Channel. We did what was then the Nike Tour. We also did LPGA Tour tournaments, and we did six PGA Tour events. So, we kind of ran the gamut, and it was a ton of fun, you know?
Yes. Boy, I can just imagine being in a room full of people with their ideas all coming together and then running with it and making it up as you go along, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, you can make it up as you go along only so much, you know, because it's you're covering golf. You
sure.
know, there was, you know, it's not like, you know, those of us at the Golf Channel were the first group to ever cover golf, which thank God we had a lot of great teachers, you know, behind, you know, that came before us.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I learned a ton from my time at Olmeyer Communications, working with that group, Andy Young and Steve Byme and Don Olmeyer, that produced PGA Tour and Champions Tour and LPGA events. And, we tried to just take that philosophy of kind of run and gun golf and, you know, take it to the Golf Channel and try and, you know, do the best job we could with the resources that we available. And, you know, luckily it turned out that people enjoyed it, thanks to Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods and, you know, the growth of golf at the time, mostly thanks to Tiger. And, you know, it became a billion-dollar business.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those things where you look back and say, man, it was cool to be on the ground floor of that.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. On the ground floor. Now, Keith Hirschland, after you spent all that time in television, then you transitioned and started working with LIV Golf. How did that transition happen?
Well, that was interesting. I had 18 great years with Golf Channel, 4 years at ESPN before that. A number of years even before that doing local news at various markets around the country. And, you know, I, um, I, I wrote this book, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. I started writing it in 2011 and finished it in toward the end of the summer of 2013. And we decided to self-publish it did that. And we kind of put it out while we were at the U.S. Women's Amateur in South Carolina. And a couple weeks later, I got a call from the folks at the Golf Channel saying that my services were no longer needed there. And, they didn't like what I wrote.
Book.
So, you know, I had 18 great years, loved the Golf Channel, love it still. But it was, you know, then all of a sudden I was retired.
Yeah.
And I found out that, you know, I enjoyed the process of writing that book so much that I thought I'd give fiction a try. So for 10 years, I was just, you know, kind of retired, writing books, wrote a handful of them, really enjoyed that process, enjoyed being home, walking the dogs, supporting my wife, who her career was, you know, she was rising up the corporate ladder. And then in the first part of 2022, I got a phone call out of the blue from the folks that were putting together Live Golf. And they asked me if I would be interested in producing one or two events. I said, well, geez, you know, I haven't done it in 10 years, but it's probably, I guess the muscle memory is still there. And, you know, Sarah and I had a long talk about it because it was controversial, still is controversial.
Sure.
But at that time, it was hugely controversial. And there were people taking shots at my wife and what she was doing. And
my goodness. If,
because I was going to go work for, you know, for the Saudis. And so Sarah and I had a long talk about it, and she said, why do you want to do it? And I said, because it's another opportunity to get in on something on the ground floor and really make a difference in the way that golf is presented on television. You know, this was, unlike the Golf Channel, this was going to be, like the Golf Channel, it was a group of people all in the boat rowing in the same direction. Everybody, you know, bunch of creative people, really talented people, including, you know, advisors like David Hill, who, you know, is on the Mount Rushmore of sports television. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so just folks bringing talent from all over the world. And what was basically, unlike the Golf Channel, an unlimited budget. I mean, they were just like, you know, you need 70 cameras, you got 70 cameras. You need two drones, you got two drones. You need six graphics guys, you got six graphic guys. I mean, it was like, I mean, unlike anything I'd ever been involved in terms of the how generous they were with the resources that we had. But so anyway, I said, you know, we talked to Sarah, said, well, if that's why you want to do it, then go do it. And, you know, everybody else be damned. And so I signed up, and one or two events turned into 50.
Oh.
And so, you know, it was, you know, we kind of parted ways at the end of last year, but it was an amazing 4 years traveling the world, being around some of the best players in golf, being around an incredibly talented group of people. And I will cherish that time for the rest of my life.
Right on. Absolutely. I mean, you jumped in at the beginning of two major beginnings, you know, Golf Channel and Live Golf. I wouldn't pass that up. Just the opportunity to be at the beginning of something is fabulous. Now let's go to Live Golf and a little bit of something. For instance, Live Golfer Anirban Lahiri laughed off. Folks are saying that, you know, the Live Golfers are going to be ready to jump ship and head back to the PGA Tour. And here's a quote. That's the biggest joke ever. I will not name names, but I know at least a dozen players who'd rather not play golf than go back to the PGA Tour. When asked what's wrong with the PGA Tour, Lahiri said, I'm not going to answer because I don't want this to be a hate thing. Good on him. Why wouldn't people want to go back to the PGA Tour? That's the pinnacle, isn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, and I mean, I think a number of guys have said that, but they also, I mean, this is 57 players from all over the world, and there are a number of guys. I think Thomas Thomas Peters or Thomas Dietrich, one of the Thomases,
yeah.
kind of came out and said, you know, I went over to the PGA Tour and it just wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't enjoy, you know, the travel around the United States. I missed my home in Europe or Dubai, you know, wherever they live, and missed my family. And, I, you know, it's a hard life for a guy that is used to playing on maybe the DP World Tour, closer to home yeah. if he's European. You know, and then to go over and have to spend, you know, 30 to 35 weeks in the United States and away from family and away from friends. And so I think, you know, some of that, I think, was born, that comment from Bond was, you know, born of that. You know, who knows what's going to happen now? I mean, they were, you know, the players were lucky enough to also be in on the ground floor of this, and a lot of them made quite a bit of money. And, you know, I don't think there's going to be, you know, with the PIF pulling out their funding, you know, it's hard-pressed to think there's going to be another $900 billion public investment fund that's going to come along and invest in it. But, you know, who knows? They got a lot of smart people over there, and they're trying to build a business. And my guess is there's going to be a ton of changes. But I think the guys that can, I think what they don't, what is kind of sad in this whole thing, Danielle, is a little bit of the vitriol. Like, you know, somebody has to pay to come back, or has to, you know, do their dues and go play. You know, you're going to make John Rahm play a year on the Korn Ferry Tour? I mean, come on. You know, nobody in their right mind wants to see that.
Right.
But yes. I understand that these guys, you know, jumped at an opportunity, and, you know, it was an opportunity that wasn't afforded to a lot of guys, and a lot of guys, you know, their priority is the PGA Tour, and it should be. But I still think there are a number of players out there on the LIV Golf League that hope that they can still make it something and spend the rest of their careers playing that kind of golf.
Yeah, absolutely. At the same time, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, if you have an opportunity to be in something that really rewards you, not just in the playing aspect of it, but of course in the, you know, how you live, and I mean like in how you get to spend your money, because there's a lot of money coming. How can you just punish people who make the decision to go earn a bunch of money and play golf, and then when that ends, you can't go, well, why not? Their talent is what you should be looking at. You should be looking at what they can bring to the table. If it's their name or if it's just the quality of their game, doesn't matter, you know. And so I find it kind of small-minded when the PGA Tour demands this, that, and the other thing. I don't understand. That's the part where I get really confused. Anyway, moving on. Or do you have something else you'd like to add?
I didn't. What was that?
I said moving on. Or is there something you'd like to add to that?
No, I mean, I agree with you 100%, but it's a sticky situation, right? Because there are a number of guys, when dozens of people leave the PGA Tour, that opens up opportunities for dozens of people on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
Well, how do you integrate the folks that, I mean, you know, Brian Rolapp and the folks at the PGA Tour have a tough job. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, again, if LIV goes away, which I honestly don't think it's going to. I think it's going to change. I think it's going to evolve. I think it's going to be something different than what it is now. But there might be guys like Brooks and like Patrick Reed that decide they want to go back to the PGA Tour, and then that's going to have to be a decision that the folks on the PGA Tour make. Anyway,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God I don't have to make those decisions.
And this is Keith Hirschland, a sports television producer with more than 3 decades of experience. Emmy Award is in under his belt. I read all this online, so forgive me. He produced shows that aired on ESPN, ESPN2, you know, first 40 people hired by Golf Channel in 1994. He was in the middle of that action when it premiered in 95. And he's a writer. And, of course, there's Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In, the book about the beginning of the PGA, well, not the PGA Tour, but of doing television, live television, covering the PGA Tour. But he's also written Big Flies, Murphy Murphy and the Case of the Serious Crisis, Song Girl, A Mystery in Two Verses. So many. Are you working on another book?
I am working on a new book. We've got two Murphy Murphy books. So we did Murphy Murphy and the Case of Serious Crisis, which is, I tried to see how many redundant phrases I could put into a mystery, and there are more than 100. And then I wrote a sequel to that called Murphy Murphy and the Case of the Commission on Clichés, which is more than 100 clichés. And the whole thing was it was intended to be a trilogy. So after I finish the book I'm working on now, I'm going to get to work on the third Murphy Murphy book, which is going to be he teams up with the pun police. So I'm going to put a bunch of puns in a novel, in a mystery. So, you know, I mean, my writing is, you know, I'd be the first person to raise my hand and say, you know, I'm not changing the world with what I'm writing, but I'm hoping to entertain folks and maybe, you know, inform them a little bit. But my books are intended to be a ton of fun, and I have a ton of fun writing them. And, you know, I just hope people enjoy reading them.
Awesome. It's so good talking with you again after so many years. Stay in touch with me, you know, when the book is ready or whenever you've got something on your mind, get in touch. Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure. It's always great to talk to you, and I look forward to the next time.
Awesome. Keith Hirschland. After this, we've got Ron Kasprzycki, the senior instruction editor at Golf Digest. Plus, he's, you know, Yahoo Life, MSN Australia, Canada, Ireland, you name it. You'll find out the five rules most golfers get wrong. Not serious, but there's five rules most golfers get wrong. We're going to help you this morning with your game. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, let's welcome into the clubhouse. Ron, you have to tell me how to pronounce your last name correctly. Hello, Ron?
Yes, hello.
Hi. How do you pronounce your last name? I don't want to, you know, get it wrong.
It's Kasprzycki.
Kasprzycki, I said it right the first time. Okay, Ron Kasprzycki, senior instruction editor at Golf Digest. Of course, it's in Yahoo Life or MSM Australia, Canada, Ireland, Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, and so many more. Get in the groove and find out the five rules most golfers get wrong. That's okay. Can we start off with number one, Ron?
Yeah, in no particular order. The one that always I see every time I play, the person farthest from the hole always plays first.
Of course.
And where people get it wrong is they basically think, okay, if I'm on the green and that person is off the green, the person off the green should play first. And that isn't necessarily true. If the person off the green is actually closer to the hole than the person on the green, the person chipping would definitely have the honor.
Okay. Excellent. This is the sort of thing that we need. Now, you can, you know, if we're talking too fast or you just joined us, you're going to be able to find all of this. Ron Kasprzycki is a senior instruction editor, Golf Digest magazine, and we're talking about the five rules most golfers get wrong. What's number two?
This one's pretty common as well. You have to know what the penalty area is that you hit your ball into. So if it's marked red, meaning red stakes or painted red line, that's what we're commonly referred to as a lateral penalty area, meaning one of your drop options is you find the point where your ball last crossed over the margin of the penalty area, and you can drop within two club lengths of that so long as it's no closer to the hole. Where people get this one wrong all the time is if it's marked yellow and say you hit the ball over a pond onto a green, but the green has a false front and the ball rolls back into the penalty area. There's no spot on the other side where you can drop, even though your ball actually crossed over it before it rolled back into the hazard. So that's a common mistake too. There is no lateral drop option if the hazard, excuse me, I always say hazard because that's an old school way of referencing penalty areas. But if you marked yellow and your ball rolls in, you cannot drop on the same side as where it rolled in.
Wow. I like how when you wrote this, it's even if your ball carries the pond, but then rolls back in, like from the false front on the 15th hole at Augusta National, you don't get to drop on the side of the pond where the ball rolled in.
That's exactly right. You know, because we all get to play Augusta National.
Yes.
That's great for reference, right? Yeah.
Yes, I always think about myself playing there, but sure. Okay, how about you don't get relief from boundary objects such as out-of-bound stakes or fences?
That is correct, and I think this one is also, I mean, very often misunderstood. So if you hit your ball next to, let's say, a fence that marks the out-of-bounds for your golf course, people often think that would fall into the category of a immovable obstruction, and that is not true. If it was an immovable obstruction, yeah, you would get relief. Say if it was like an irrigation control box or something like that. But when you're up against white stakes or a white, a fence that marks out of bounds, you got to play it as it lies, or you have to take an unplayable lie penalty, and then you can drop away from it.
Wow. So much to remember in this game. I mean, are there any other games that... Yes, that's why you need to take the book with you. All right. And now, you probably won't get relief from a sprinkler head on your line of play. Huh?
This is an interesting one. So this happens often, particularly with amateur golfers. Well, let's say you hit a ball and it comes up 10 yards short of the green, but there's nothing between you and the green. So you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm not a very good chipper. I'm going to putt this. But there's a sprinkler head in my line. Like, in other words, if I putt it toward the hole, it's going to hit the sprinkler head. A lot of people think you get relief in those situations, and you do not get relief. You have to chip or play some other type of shot. Now, the USGA and the RNA introduced what they call a model local rule that allows you to get a drop from a sprinkler head if you meet this criteria. One, the sprinkler head has to be within two club lengths of the green. And two, your ball has to be within two club lengths of the sprinkler head. Now, if that local rule is in place and those conditions are met, then you could move your ball out of the line if, say, you wanted to putt it up on the green versus chipping it. But it's only in those conditions that you would get that relief. And most people think they automatically get that relief no matter where their ball is in relation to the hole or the sprinkler head.
Well, my brain is exploding. Just, you know, it's part of the game, guys. And is there a little book that we can take with us to get this information?
Absolutely. You know, the rules of golf has become much more user-friendly particularly at the start of 2019 when they revised many of the rules to make them simpler and easier to understand. There's actually a player's edition of the book, which is even more simplified than the book that I typically reference for, you know, more intricate rules and whatnot. And it kind of, it's got, you know, it's filled with diagrams and pictures, and it, it makes it a lot easier to navigate. And, you know, you can throw one in your golf bag if you want, or even access it online. That's perfectly within the rules to do during a round. And it could, you know, break up a few rules dilemmas you might be having with the guys you're playing with that day, or girls, excuse me.
Yeah, no, and, no problem.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Now, what is the name? Where do I find it?
The Rules of Golf? Yeah, oh, it's literally what it's called. But the Player's Edition is the one I would recommend for most people who are listening.
I gotcha. Okay, Rules of Golf. Yeah, Player's Edition. Excellent. Now, there is one more here. I don't want to leave this one out. You can't play a provisional ball if it's known or virtually certain your ball is in a penalty area.
Yeah, I see this a lot. So picture this. You're playing a par three that has a water hazard in front of the green, and you come up short and your ball plunks into the water. I keep saying water hazard when I mean penalty area. Sorry, I'm old school. But anyway, what a lot of people assume is they can hit a provisional ball and then go look for their ball. Well, that's not the case with a penalty area, because as you stated, if it's known or virtually certain, and that little clause means 95% sure that the ball is in the penalty area, the minute you re-tee another ball and hit it, that ball is in play. The provisional ball is only for certain situations when there is some uncertainty about whether the ball is lost or not. It's not to be used if the ball is being hit into a penalty area.
Far out. This is really good for us. And finally, what do I do if my ball just hit another ball on the green?
This is a great one. Well, let's start with this. If your ball is on the green and you hit another ball on the green, that is a penalty. However, if your ball is off the green and you hit another ball that is on the green, all you have to do is place the ball that you hit back about where it was. You can approximate if you are absolutely sure, and you play your ball as it lies.
That seems so much. Are you sure it's that easy?
Yes, for sure.
All right. I thought I'd wrap things up with you, Ron Kasprzyski from Golf Digest, with the whole problem of the golf rollback policy. And professional golfers haven't liked it. I know a lot of non-professional golfers who don't like it. What's your take on this, if you don't mind?
Did you say the golf cart policy? I couldn't hear you. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the golf ball rollback policy.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. Yes. My take is, let's be honest. Real estate has become so valuable and so precious that to say that golf courses have to be stretched beyond, you know, 7,500 yards to accommodate the fact that technology has gotten so good that, you know, guys are hitting golf balls in the 300 to 50, 400 yard range. I think that's where it makes absolute sense that, you know, some sort of rollback would just allow the courses that we currently have to stay relevant to the elite level players. That being said, the average golfer, we don't need to have the ball rolled back. We're not hitting the ball anywhere near as far as top level players. And I think part of the allure of golf is that we get to play the same courses, use the same equipment, and hit the same golf balls as the best players in the world. So the dilemma would be, who is actually this rule helping or hurting? And I think it would be hurting the average player, but helping with the you know, the pro game. So I'm sort of torn between whether it's the right move or not, but I don't think we're going to have a choice. I think it's coming regardless.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of them always having to expand the course length. It's like, hello?
Yeah.
It just seems to be wrong. And at the same time, you know, I understand completely. I can't hit a ball that far, but it sure is nice when somebody is whack, you know, smack, and it's off and it's gone, and it's cool to see. It's cool to see hit. But I think I understand that some, even like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, they're kind of in agreement that it shouldn't be rolled back.
Yeah, Cameron Young at the Players Championship this year on the 18th hole in the final round hit his drive 375 yards. That's just, you know, you couldn't imagine that 15 years ago. And now that it's almost routine for these guys to hit it, you know, well over 300 yards on every drive. And the other point to consider is also the amount of water golf courses need.
Yeah.
And if you're making golf courses longer, they're obviously taking up more water. And that's just something that, you know, I mean, from an environmental standpoint, yeah, we should absolutely consider in terms of rolling back the ball.
Fantastic. Ron Kasprzycki, senior instruction editor at Golf Digest. I hope you'll be on again. I always read Golf Digest, and when I saw that, I'm like, I've got to ask him to be on the show, and thank you for agreeing to be.
It's my pleasure.
Aloha. We're coming back. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. We're kind of continuing our instruction section. This is with a PGA Master, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified. Claude Brousseau, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And let's bring him right in because he's a busy man. He's teaching on Maui at Wailea. He is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you very much for inviting me in. The first thing I would like to say is, in advance, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening now.
Oh, it's so nice of you. And we appreciate it. Thank you so much. What do you want to teach us?
Sorry?
What do you want to teach us this morning?
The sound is not that good, Danielle. Could you repeat, sorry, the question?
I'm so sorry. I don't, we're having some problems, I guess. The question is, what would you like to teach us this morning?
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's about setting goals. And then I think it's important. There is two type of goals that you can set for yourself in golf. One would be outcome, and the other one would be process and internal goals. What I mean by outcome goals, it will be like if you want to win the championship, if you want to make the Division I collegial team, so something that is outside of you. And then it's more efficient to go into what we'll call process goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, process goal meaning more like what you do control. So it will be more like, as an example, score, you don't really control the score that much because you can have a couple of bad breaks and then the score goes up. But what you need to make a goal, like let's say for a round, so that will be more like, okay, what do I have control over? So during the round, you can pick a good target. You can commit on every shot. You have a confident body language. You control your breathing.
Mm.
You control your self-talk. You control accepting, you know, not so good, bad, I mean, not so, let's say, bad break.
Yeah.
You hit a good putt and it lip out, stuff like that.
Right.
Then,
I like the staying hydrated.
You like what, sorry?
Staying hydrated. I because we're having such difficult times of you hearing me, I'm just going to be quiet and let you teach.
No, that's okay, Danielle. It's just I had a little bit of difficulty. There is, you know, technical background.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
So keep chipping in. When I get to answer your question, I will answer it.
Okay.
But the internal goal will be more like, okay, be patient, be calm. Okay, be mentally tough, be resilient, and that have what we will call, okay, bounce back abilities. Okay, you got a bad hole. All right, I got a good game. I can make it up. Then also, it will be like during the week and between your round, you can have like, what is my practice plan this week? It could be, okay, I want to get better at, let's say, not coming over the top. My swing putt needs to be better. So you can also, during the week, say, okay, this week for 5 minutes during the week, don't put too much of it, but I will do visualization of myself as a golfer doing a good swing. So to wrap up, you could have outcome goal, those you don't control that much, but if you stick on the process and internal goal, your progress will be better. So you have to ask yourself more kind of a, did I put the maximum effort to be the best I can be, whatever the result is? So that will be a better mindset because it lower anxiety. And then it helps you to stay more present on what you're doing.
That's excellent. I know that sometimes, for instance, during the show, you know, I have to watch out for my talk, the self-talk, telling me that I made a mistake. Instead of forgetting about it and giving myself positive feedback, I tend, you know, I think many of us do that. And it's really good to remember that our self-criticism often hurts us more than anything. And I really like the question that you also are talking about here in the notes that you've given me, Claude Rousseau, Master PGA. Purpose of the practice swing, because do I really need to do a practice swing, Claude?
Yeah, that's correct, Danielle. So the practice of the purpose, should you do a practice swing? The answer is most of the time, yes. Why? Because the purpose of it is pre-programming your brain and then your body for the shot you want to do while you will be at the ball. So you don't need to think about it when you're at the ball because you rehearsed physically. And then while you're doing your practice swing, you stay 100% committed only on the senses, not the mechanical part of it, but how does it feel in your body. And a good example is if you watch Justin Rose doing a practice swing, you know, so he's rehearsing with a little bit of exaggeration what he would like to be able to do with his body at the ball. So you don't need to do 10 of them, do just one or two. However, if you do a swing and everything doesn't feel appropriate for the shot, you better do another one. I call that anyways, go and swing anyways is not a good idea. So the
very good. Keep going.
Yeah. So the practice swing is really, again, just to almost, I give an example like looking in the file in your computer. So you're looking for a file in your sensorial body and mind. What is the best swing you have done with the club you have in your hand? That's what you want to find while you're doing the practice swing.
All right. And Dr. Paul Wood at Ping did tests with mud on the ball. What do we do about mud on the ball in the soggy ground conditions? It wasn't so bad now, but a couple of weeks ago, we could hardly find a dry spot.
Yeah, we had quite a few rounds lately with all the rain that Locona with the mud on the ball. So they did study on that. Dr. Paul Wood at Ping, they have a robot there, you know, like just hit balls.
Yeah.
And then they put mud on the different place on the ball and then see what happens. So to make it very simple, you just need to remember that the ball would travel or curve the opposite side of where the mud is. So as an example, if the mud is on the right side of the ball will curve to the left.
Okay? Yes.
And then the dipoles on the ball make the ball fly. And then depending where the mud is, it affects the flight of the ball quite a lot. So if the mud is on the left side of the ball will curve to the right. So easy to remember, ball fly opposite direction than where the mud is on the ball.
Excellent.
Then, obviously, if the mud, Danielle, is just, you know, at the point of contact of the club head on the ball, we'll call that behind the ball, you know, that will compromise the quality of the contact. And then the ball will go a lot shorter distance on those shots.
Excellent. Ranked number one from 2019 through 2025, best teachers in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest. And still on the list, 2026, 2027, best teachers in every state by Golf Digest. Golf Magazine, also teachers to watch, Golf Instructions, Rising Stars. Only teacher in the state of Hawaii to be selected on the list, and there are 52 teachers to watch. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, and I know you've got a lesson coming up, and may they hit the sweet spot every time.
All right. Thank you so much, Danielle, for the opportunity, and aloha.
Aloha. We'll come back after this. Renee Ewan, head coach, Chaminade men's golf team, on the way home. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And I just thought I'd give you an update on the Mizuno Americas Open, CBS and Golf Channel airing it, of course. And I've got to start off, tied for third is Allison Corpuz. She shot 66 today. And she's tied for third with another person who's doing very well, Celine Boutier. And at the top of the leaderboard, we have Gino Titicul. She shot a 69, a 73 to Hannah Green. And then comes Allison Corpuz with that 66. So if you'd like to go out and play a round of golf today, I've got some tee times for you. You can get on it at Volcano Golf Club. There's a 924 and a 1048. The Rubber Ducky Squad is out on the golf course at the Macaulay Golf Course, 842, 910, and 1052. And then we've got on Kauai, the Duffers are at Poipu. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 920, an 1110, and a 1250. We've got on Oahu, Swinging Skirts. You know, I love the fact that they're on the golf course every Saturday morning. Pearl at Kalaau'au, there's a 9 o'clock, a 10:18, and an 11:28. That's where the Swinging Skirts are. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. Hawaii Kai, 8:50, 9:52, 10:08. And then we've got Turtle Bay, 9:26, 10:30, and 11:50. Raw Hawaiian Golf Course has an 8:50, or is that, I should say, actually, Raw Hawaiian Country Club. We have an 8:50, a 10:10, and an 11 o'clock. Ava Beach Golf Course has an 8:40, a 9:52, and an 11:24. There is, at Bayview, a 9:18 and a 10:30. If you're very close, there's also an 8:56. And we've got the Ping Demo Day happening at Wailea on Maui. Wailea Gold Course, there's a 9:20 and a 10:20. Emerald Course has a 9:20, 11:20, and a 12:50. Blue Course has an 8:40 and a 10:20 and a 10:40. And let's see, Maui Nui has an 8:30, 9:42, and 10:50. Yeah, 10:52. Now, what's the weather going to be like on this lovely Sunday? Make that Saturday. Yes, you know my mind. It's constantly having a conversation with me about its mistakes or my mistakes, and it's chastising me. So that's something you're not going to do on the golf course, okay? You're going to put that out of your mind. So today we've got isolated showers before noon, partly sunny with a high near 81, breezy conditions, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20 chance of precipitation about 20%. So keep that ball low to the ground. I should have brought that up. Okay, Saturday night, tonight, mostly cloudy, a low about 74, breezy again, east, northeasterlies, 10 to 15, gusts as high as 20. And it's going to go on like that when it comes to the wind and the precipitation, about 20%. That is even daytime or nighttime, if you like to play in the dark. I love playing in the dark. I don't have as many concerns when it's dark. It's pretty good. All right, we're going to come back after this. And we've got a wonderful person who has been on the road, Renee Ewan, head coach, Chaminade Men's Golf Team, a member of the Hawaii State Bar Association and the Alliance of Women's Coaches. The 2026 season marks the 13th year for Renee Ewan as head coach for the Chaminade Men's Golf Team. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the Oahu Spring Classic at Mililani Golf Club. That was held in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Oahu Spring Classic at Mililani. That was the second and the third, and the tournament served as the third event of the HSJGA tournament schedule. Featured 36 holes of competition, a total of 62 junior golfers from across Hawaii teed up over the two-day event, competing in various age divisions. The tournament also included the HSJGA's new 9-hole flight, providing an additional opportunity for developing junior golfers to gain tournament experience in a more welcoming and competitive environment. So it's the Oahu Spring Classic, one of 4 events. And you're waiting for this drum roll, please. Our Oahu Spring Classic winners, 9-hole flight, Kenta Uchimura of Honolulu. And in the boys, 7-10, it was Kala Abraham of Mililani. The boys, 11-12, Jackson Day of Kailua. Boys, 13-14, Pierce Blanton, Kailua. Girls, 7-10, Lily Suzuki of Honolulu. Girls, 11-12, Sonia Kato of Mililani. And girls, 13-14, Amelia Silva, Waianae. Congratulations to everyone at the HSJGA Oahu Spring Classic. Absolutely fabulous. And get your kids enrolled in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And they learn so many wonderful things like being kind to others, knowing when to stop talking, just all the things that you try to instill in your child about being in a social environment. And it's perfect. And a lot of times kids want to take from others and not from their parents. So that's another beautiful thing. All right. Renee Ewan, head coach, Chaminade Men's Golf Team. Welcome into the clubhouse. Renee Ewan, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Renee. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Renee. I'm sorry I can't hear you and you can't hear me, right?
Oh, the connection is really bad.
Yes, yes.
Do I need to call back?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a really good... Let's try that. Give a call back. Thank you so much for being so patient. And here we go. There are goals that we all need to set. And it doesn't matter if you're playing golf or not, you know, if you're sitting in a chair in front of a microphone. For the round of golf, picking good targets, that's really important, something that you can actually accomplish. You know, it's really nice, that idea that you can get that far. If you're really good and you can go that far, wonderful. But commitment to your shots, that's, you know, as Claude Brousseau said, you want to practice and see how things go, you know, in your mind. You just practice that one swing. And then, as he said, don't think about it anymore. Just do it. Let your physical go on. Committing to shots, being confident in your body language, you know, just all of the things that so many of us have a hard time with, like positive self-talk and breathing. Not only is it good for your blood, you know, so that you have enough oxygen in your bloodstream and you're feeding your limbs, but it's also really important for your nerves. That oxygen helps with your nervous system, so you won't feel so on the edge. Let's see if we are able to speak with none other than Renee Ewan. You are an amazing woman. Renee, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. I think it's a little better connection right now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
No, it's coming out. It's not coming out well okay. On my end.
Okay. I don't know if we could increase the volume on my side. I'm not sure what to do about this situation that we have right now.
Are you able to call me? Sometimes when people call me, the connection improves.
Well, we can always do that. We can give the, why not? You know, give it the, yeah. We're going to call you back. Okay. And
okay,
if it's okay, we're going to take a commercial break here. Otherwise, I'm going to be reading Yeah, let's take a break. Thanks so much. Right after this, we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or why work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Renee Ewan is head coach, Chaminade Men's Golf Team, and I certainly hope, Renee, can you hear me now?
I can. It's still a little, not, can you say something more?
Oh, sure. I can say the 2025.
Yeah, no, it's clear. It's clear.
It's clear now. Oh, I'm so glad. The Chaminade Men's Golf Team, 2025 season, 13th year for Renee Ewan, head coach for the Chaminade Men's Golf Team, served as the NCAA Division II Regional Advisory Committee, which helps to select West Region programs into the Super Regionals, and served as the chair for the West and South Central Regions in 2022 and 2023. Wow, you're a very busy woman. You're also a lawyer, from what I understand.
I used to be a practicing attorney, but right now I'm concentrating on coaching golf.
That's awesome. we love you for it. Now tell us how the season, the Silver Swords, how do they do in this campaign?
Well, we had a very trying year, but that it was to be expected. I have primarily a team of freshmen that are great players, wonderful students, but we need to just get them a little tougher on the golf course when we're in competition. So I was pleased. Their scores show the potential, and I think next year we're going to come back strong.
I'm curious about, you know, you had to fly from Honolulu, Hawaii, all the way to the very far East Coast. Is that where it was played?
We went this year to play for the third year in a row, the PGA Works Collegiate Championship, which is a wonderful event. It was difficult because it took us 16 hours to get to West Palm Beach, Florida, and we had to land and then go straight to the golf course.
Oh, well, no wonder. That's taxing. Those guys are warriors.
Pardon me?
Those kids were warriors, doing a 16-hour flight, getting off the plane, running to the golf course, getting into their gear, ready to be on. You know, that's, you're supposed to take a nap. Right?
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great experience because this year it was held at a course called The Park. And I think that this site was an example of what a city can do when they work in conjunction with the private sector.
Wow.
So it's a fully city facility. It's got 18 holes, practice areas, and a 9-hole course that they light up for nighttime play.
Ooh, I like that. I don't know why, but I play really good at night. Okay. I'm not so good during the day. So the Chaminade University men's golf team wrapped up the season with a fifth place finish at the PGA Works Collegiate Championship, par 71 on the park course. Silver Swords shot a third and final round 302, giving them a 54-hole total of 924, four shots ahead of Livingston College. And I've got three of the young men who were on the golf team. Cody Dow, tell us a little bit about Cody.
Well, I have a wonderfully diverse group this year. Cody is a freshman from Las Vegas, Nevada. He did really well. The other person who did well, we had a couple, is Tanner Kapik from Los Angeles. He's also really a freshman. He didn't play a lot last year. He came in January. I have another young man, Riley Bourne from Las Vegas, who did very well. He only came to Chaminade in January. And then I have Chance, who has been serving as my co-captain. He's from Kauai, so I do have one young man from the islands on the team, and he has played well in tournaments. And then finally, the only one with prior experience is a young man, AJ. He's of Filipino background, but from Long Island, New York.
It's amazing how many kids come to Chaminade from, you know, faraway places.
Yes, and that's great. What I like is that athletics and golf introduce young people to others from around the country. And what's nice about the PGA Works that we've been able to attend is we meet people from around the world. So one of the teams had a lot of young men from Uganda playing golf on the mainland in collegiate D2 level.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. I just always try to talk about how golf really makes a difference in a young person, a child's, if it's okay, a young adult. Opportunities that teach responsibility and develop qualities of leadership and integrity. They learn rules, etiquette, and instructional, paying attention. And they're in a group of people their own age, sometimes maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older. And sometimes the olders help the younger. And that's what I love about HSJGA. And I imagine that kind of goes on into where you're at with the young adults.
Yes, it's great. Sports is great, and while golf is an individual sport, the thing that I like about the college golf level is you have the team aspect, because the scoring is done on a team level, and they practice as a team, they practice as a group. They go through the academic process as a group. So it creates a good team environment, but also allows the individual to try their best to succeed.
Excellent. Western New Mexico won both the PGA Works Collegiate Championship Division II Team Medalist Awards. Mustangs ran away from the field with an 890, 14 shots better than the runner-up Morehouse College. So there's teams from all the other winners of the PGA Works Collegiate Championship included Florida A&M, the men's Division I, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, women's team. So there were some women, and were there two different team events going on?
There are actually three team events. There's the D1 men, the D2 men, and then the women's teams. And this year, because the course was a little different from our prior years, the field was actually fairly exclusive. There were only six teams in each division, and then there was a separate field of independent men and women from different schools, 15 men and 15 women. So it was really an honor to be there and be invited to that tournament.
And I'm sure you'll be invited back. Renee Ewan, thanks so much. I understand that you are going for your PGA golf professional credentials. Do you want to be a PGA?
I didn't hear that last part about the PGA.
Okay, it says here, Ewan is in the PGA PGM Apprentice Program, where she's currently pursuing intensive training, which will lead her to becoming a PGA golf professional.
Oh, I actually am an LPGA professional, so I've completed that. And I do encourage people in college and after college, men and women, to pursue either the program going into the PGA or to the LPGA.
Fantastic. Yeah, and Allison Corpuz shot at 66 today. Yahoo! Thank you for, coming back last night late and getting up early this morning to be on the show. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime. We should talk during the summer.
Oh, yes.
Because I think it's a great time for young people to sharpen up their golf game and get ready for the fall season.
You just let me know the Saturday that works for you and you're on.
All right.
All right. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields is going to wrap it up. I wonder where in the world he is. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the bin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Ah, Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider, home-based in Beverly Hills. But where in the world is Michael Patrick Shields?
Aloha and mahalo from across the Pacific.
What part of across the Pacific are you in?
Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, California today.
Oh.
And if I could get to Hawaii, I would get there because I've been thinking a lot about you and a lot about Hawaii lately, because it's been too long, actually, since I've been there.
When was the last? I mean, I remember when you were here, but how long ago was that? 20 years?
Oh, gosh. I have fuzzy math, and it's funny that I should use the phrase fuzzy math, because that was invented by George W. Bush, and so next weekend, I'm going the wrong direction for Hawaii. I'm going down to Dallas, Texas, to have my first look at the George W. Bush Museum and Library, and
cool.
I am looking forward to that, but the fuzzy math as to when I've been to Hawaii is at least a decade, I think, and that doesn't mean the memories aren't still palpable, especially the memories I have with you and with Rick, and I was thinking about the time we met on Oahu there at the Ko'olina Resort.
Oh, yes.
And you picked me up and you took me to into the studio for the one and only time in 25 years. I was actually in your studio. And then we went back out there to Ko'olina where that Disney resort is now. And I think it's a Four Seasons, if I'm not mistaken, Ko'olina now. But that was a nice trip, and it was really fun to see both of you.
Oh, it was great having you here. Michael Patrick is one of those people who travels around the world. He's always on the go. When you're at home, can you see the sign, the Hollywood sign from where you live? That one that's Hollywood Hills?
You know, the first time we met was dubious, you could say. It was over 25 years ago with Pro Tour Hawaii.
Right.
And Ben Wright and Sandy Moore and Tina Moore and all the rest of those folks. But that is something that great that came that we met. And you had me on your show. And since then, you always have been nice enough to do it. And I also remember, you know, the very, very big occasion. It was the Senior Skins game at Kanapali. And you and Rick were there in the media center.
Uh-huh.
And we did the live show right from that open-air, beautiful clubhouse there at the Kanapali Golf Club. And, oh, my, it was Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus,
yes.
Gary Player.
Yes.
And they were all right there, and they were hanging around, and they were available for interviews. And it was really super special. And the special memory I have, too, is that I was with the woman I was married to at the time. It was actually part of our honeymoon. And we were out on the golf course, and I said, okay, stand here between the tee and the green, because Nicklaus is going to walk right by. And when he gets past you, I'll snap a picture as he's walking by, and he'll be in the shot. And as we're waiting, here he comes. He's going to walk by, going from green to tee. He stops, and he says, you trying to take a picture? Yeah. And he said, well, let's take a nice one then. And he stopped and stood for the picture. And the Golden Bear is the GOAT, as they say, the greatest of all time in so many ways. And that was a certain example of one of them. And I know he's done that billions of times for people.
Yep.
And it was very sweet. And then, you know, his buddy Gary Player, when we were in the clubhouse, he said to me, here, come here. And he, like, hopped on my back like he was going horsey back on me. And he said, walk across the floor. You know, so I walk across the ballroom floor, you know, toward the buffet. He goes, you have too much weight on you, man. That's what it feels like when you're walking. You have too much weight. You've got to lose the weight.
Well.
And, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Well, yes, he's always been one of those people who, you know, just says you have to eat right and you have to exercise and you have to take care of yourself and don't gain weight.
Yeah, and, you know, he was on a diet then, the China diet. I remember this, clear as a bell. And all he ate was mashed potatoes, and he had a huge pile that looked like one of the volcanoes there of mashed potatoes on his plate. And that's what he was up to that time. And that was sort of funny because when I was flying to Maui to get out there to the Kanapali Resort, with the time difference, I had to be on the radio at 6 a.m. in the east, and I had my equipment with me. And that meant, I think it meant a midnight start in Hawaii. And so we barely made it to the hotel room in order for me to set up the equipment and get on the air. And I looked over at my new bride, who was sleeping in bed while I was doing the radio, and I said, this is one hell of a first night of a honeymoon. She's asleep, and I'm on the radio. Great.
Oh, well, at least you guys didn't get upset with each other. I have a real quick question before we have to close the show. It's something about the Robert De Niro interview that you did. He wasn't, what, something about you threw him a curveball? When are you the happiest?
I don't know how you did your research to find out about this radio interview with Robert De Niro, but you did. And when people ask me, what was your worst? I say, well, this was the worst. It was Robert De Niro. They said, how can that be the worst? I said, because it was 6:45 in the morning. He was calling in. I know he did not want to be doing this, but it was put up by some agency for a charity. And he was non-communicative, you know, like he wasn't really answering. So I said, well, I better throw him a softball. So I said, when are you the happiest?
And his answer?
And there was dead silence, like, and then I'm like, God, I got to save this somehow. The listeners are in pain, and so am I. So I said, all right, I'm going to do something stupid that I would never ordinarily do. And I said, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Which is, of course, a line from his favorite, the movie Taxi Driver. And I'm sure a million people in the street all do that to him, to the point of annoyance, you know. And then he goes, Yeah. Why do you have to ask me such a tough question early in the morning? I'm like, well, I don't really think of that as a tough question, but okay. But I had to throw myself on my grenade and make a little bit of a fool of myself to save the interview, and that's what I did.
Well, that's wonderful. Did he actually start talking?
A little bit more, yeah, a little bit more, because, you know, there's this old saying, too, in order to be reverent, you have to be irreverent. And in that case, I think it worked, you know, where he's like, all right, the guy's willing to make a fool of himself to get me to talk, I guess, to do it.
Oh, you're wonderful. What you won't do for your interview, it's marvelous. Where are you going to next, other than possibly coming to Hawaii?
Dallas, Texas, next week. I'm also going to go to Daly Plaza, and, you know, I've never been to Dallas. So
wow.
It'll be an interesting place. Yeah, I've been all over the world and never been to Texas. I don't mess with Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to hearing all about the things you see in Texas and whether or not I should follow your lead and get there myself. Or maybe somebody listening will say, hey, you know, I haven't been to Dallas, Texas. I want to see what Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. Yeah, based in Beverly Hills. I want to see what he saw. See, that's what's important.
Aloha. See you in Texas, and I'll say hi to George W. for you. I know he loves golf because I've talked to him on the radio about it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much, Michael Patrick Shields, for being inside the clubhouse. I love talking with you. Our forecast for the day, isolated showers before noon. So far, I haven't seen a raindrop in Honolulu, but, you know, it's probably pouring on the windward side. Partly sunny today, high near 81, breezy. The northeasterly is about 10 to 15, but those gusts, man, when they come, it's like, where did that come from? 20 miles per hour, chance of precipitation about 20%. Tonight, if you're going to get out and about, mostly cloudy, low about 74, you'll want to have a little nice something to have on your shoulders if you're wearing a lovely dress. Breezy, an east-northeasterly wind, 10 to 15, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. So you may want to be careful what you're wearing. Gets flown up in the air. All right, here we go. I'd like to thank the people who make this show possible. Welcome, Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round. Wind down after work, whatever makes you happy. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. And Aloha Power Equipment, work smarter, faster, easier with their Honda generators, water pumps, chainsaws, riding and walking mowers, whackers, and a whole lot more. Get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday, so today you can get out there at Iwilei next to the Costco gas station or in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, health, friendship, and family. Go golf. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.